Oh, I don't know. I guess the world is just going to, well, I'll let you fill that in. According to a story about Bert and Ernie, you know, our favorite Muppets from Sesame Street, that not even the Muppets are spared in our culture war. The new issue of The New Yorker has Bert and Ernie on the cover. It's amazing to witness how attitudes on gay rights have evolved in my lifetime, said Jack Hunter, the artist behind the cover. And again, we're talking about Bert and Ernie, our favorite Muppets. The website Human Events goes on to say that the online petition in 2011 calling for Bert and Ernie to tie the knot has offered this statement. Bert and Ernie are best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. Even though they're identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation. So seeing Bert and Ernie, it looks like they're watching a TV show with the Supreme Court and Ernie snuggling into Bert. I wish these losers would just let it go. These are puppets for kids. They're not gay. They're not human. They're not male. They're not female. They looks like they're made out of felt. And I don't know. Bert's got the monobrow going on here. And Ernie's got the red nose. Looks like he's been drinking maybe a little bit too much. But homosexual. And are they coming out in The New Yorker like the picture shows? I highly doubt it. But taking an icon like this or like these guys and turning it into this political correct crap that we see today is nothing more than blasphemy, in my opinion. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.